And time to get back to Paul Raymond. Laverne has some people to talk to in cross-country action.
That's right. I hope my voice holds out this time, Maynard. I had to cut her short last time.
Yeah, kind of just dropped out of sight there.
The ceremony is over. And, of course, Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd boys, section champs. Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd girls, the section runners-up. And going individually, Camby girls placed fifth. Going individually for Camby was Grace Dreets and Mackenzie Ruther. That's on the girls' side. And going to state from the Ortonville Trojans is Carissa Vanderwall. And Carissa is with me. Congratulations, Carissa.
Thank you.
So how many times is this the state for you?
This is my third in cross country.
Third, okay. And you're a senior this year?
Yep.
All right, so you got one more race to run then.
Yep, I'm excited.
Okay. Talk about your run here today, Carissa.
It was really good weather. The hill at the end kind of killed me, along with everyone else, I'm pretty sure. But it was really nice compared to last year's section with windy.
Yeah, that was in Madison. I remember that. It was cold and windy, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was really windy.
Now, you were telling me before I went on there, you were fighting a cold, huh?
Yep, about a week and a half going on it. So.
I saw you come by maybe halfway through. It looked like you were struggling a little bit. Is that what you're struggling with?
Yeah, it was really hard to breathe. My chest has been bothering me a lot. So.
Well, I tell you what, you got a cold like that and you placed to go to state. That's pretty impressive.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so third time at state, you said?
Yep.
Okay. Looking forward to it?
I am.
All right, we'll talk to you up at state then, huh?
Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chris, and congratulations. That's Chris Vanderwall of the Ortonville Trojans. And see if I can find Allison here. Lacapra boys and girls are taking team pictures here, and we'll get to them in a little bit. And Mackenzie. Ruther. See if I get some of the Camby Mineota girls here. But exciting time for Lacapra Valley Dawson Boyd cross-country teams. As I mentioned, for Camby Mineota, Grace Dreets and Mackenzie Ruther are going. And Jordan, I must mention that John Quall, assistant coach for Lacapra Valley, he was the assistant coach of the year in section. And Ed Hagelin joins me again. We'll get to the girls and boys interviews here in a second. Ed, pretty exciting time.
Oh, that was a great day for him. The weather wasn't too terrible. It's about 45, 50 degrees and not too windy and a little bit of drizzle. But the course was wet, so I was worried about somebody falling down, but nobody did that I heard of. Ran really well. So the girls managed to get second place by about 12 points, I think. So I was close, and two teams that were right behind us, we weren't even really counting and aware of, but it was a close race, and the Murray County Central and Pipestone,
yep.
And the boys really dominated. Boy, to have 31 points at a section meet is pretty spectacular, so they did just an outstanding job in both fronts, and our coaches just do a great job every year.
That's right. You might have to stick with me when I'm doing interviews. I'm losing my voice really bad. And so he might have to take the phone from me, Ed, and do the interviews a little bit. But they're on the podium, the boys' team, the girls' team, they're on the podium, taking lots of pictures. And it's an exciting time here going back to state. Now, last year, the boys placed 10th, I believe, last year. And the girls, what? They placed high?
I can't recall. I think the girls were like 11th, and I thought the boys were a little higher than 10th. I thought they were like 5th or 6th or something. But I can't remember. It all gets to be kind of a blur. But, yeah, the girls go for the sixth year in a row, and the boys, I think that's at least 3 years in a row now, so it's pretty fun to see. I see Mikey Qualls running across to the 50-yard line carrying the trophy above the plaque above his head, so he's pretty pumped up.
Yeah, he's doing a victory dance or something. Mike, we'll get Mike here, and they're done taking pictures. Oh, they're doing for the what? Okay. Oh, state program. Oh, okay. Yeah, Ed, a lot of picture taking here going on right now. We should have interrupted for radio.
Yep, there's a lot of parents here that want pictures. It gets on Facebook and gets in there. I wouldn't even call it a photo album anymore, but whatever they do on the internet and stuff. So it's a pretty fun time. They're having a good time there. They're looking kind of cold, but they're smiling and taking pictures. I see the three seniors, Ian Allpress and Grace Hagelin and Isabel Sherm, are getting a separate picture there for their last section meet ever, but they get to move on.
Okay, they do, that's for sure. Looking for some Camby Mineota kids to talk about here, but it looks like they have walked or can't find him right now. That's too bad. But if I do find him, is that Jordan Joseph in there? Maybe we can talk to Jordan here. Well, they're still taking pictures. Yeah, well, I'll talk to Jordan Joseph in the Camby Miniota. Jordan. And congratulations, Jordan. We're live on the air. Jared Josephson. Is there a Jordan?
No, there's just Jalen.
Jalen, yeah. Sorry, Jared. Congratulations. You got a big smile on your face. You're going to state.
Yes, I am. Lots of hard work.
Oh, you played football before, didn't you?
I did. All the way, I played 7th through 10th grade, and then basket finally got me to switch to 11th grade. So 2 years out for cross country.
And that was a good choice, it looks like.
Yeah, it was.
Talk about your run here at Laverne.
So I started out, and I like my first mile around like 5:30, 5:31. But when I got to my first mile, I saw it was like 5:19. So I'm like, oh gosh, like maybe I started out too fast. But then I kept going, and I got to mile two. I kept my pace past a couple people. And then I had like 800 meters left. And I told myself, got to keep going because I really wanted to stop and walk. But I kept going. I kept going. And then up the big hill, I said speed because that's what Brad Gillingham tells me, speed. So I said speed in my head, and I kept pushing and going.
Brad does a good job, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. He helps me out lifting, and he helped me out. Yeah.
That was just the first time you've gone to state?
Yeah, it's the first time. I'm a senior this year.
Oh, wow. So you get to run one more time then?
One more time, yes.
Congratulations, Jared. That's exciting. Yeah, you look good with that medal around your neck.
Thank you, Paul.
And I'll remember at state, it's Jared Josephson.
Okay, sounds good.
Right. Thanks, Jared. Yep, Jared Josephson from Camby, Miniota. Pretty happy kid right there. And he's surrounded by his family. And I know I'm glad he gave credit to Brad Gillingham there. Brad does a super job with all the athletes in training and weightlifting and speed, and it really does pay off quite a bit. So, and congratulations, John Qual, assistant coach. John, John, we're all live on air. Congratulations, John.
Oh, thank you very much. It's a fun year. It's been a fun year.
Yeah, congratulations to you, assistant coach of the year in Section 3A.
That's just one of those things. It's a reflection of what the kids have done all year long, the hard work that they put in, and they just, it's a silly award that they give to me because of the work that they did, so.
Congratulations. Good to go back to state again.
It's a lot of fun. Yes. A number of years we've been down there. So
how many years in a row is this for the girls?
For the girls, this will be 6 in a row. And for the boys, it'll be 4 in a row.
Oh, wow.
So,
nice.
So it's good. Grace has been on all 6 teams. So it'll be a sixth time running down there for her. So it's good to see.
That's excellent. They're sure having fun taking pictures, aren't they?
Yeah, we always are ones taking pictures. So
I don't know what kind of pose that is.
I don't know. They got to come up with something new every year, so they'll always come up with something.
They might want you up there. They look like, what's Sherb doing there?
Sherb's going to rein him in here.
Okay.
So he's just making sure everybody gets in the picture, facing the right way. So,
all right, we're celebrating here at La Capella Valley. Dawson Boyd, John Sherb with me. Congratulations, John. What were you doing there with the boys?
Straight out. So it's getting cold out here now. I'm actually starting to get a little cold while I get going, so.
Fun time, isn't it?
Oh, it's impressive what we've done. We were just talking about, like, with Grace, Belle didn't come out until her 9th grade year, but just to have Grace trying to get her to come out for cross country as a 7th grader to be able to now say, I'm going to be able to run state meet for every year. And that's impressive. And that's what's so nice to have kids make you look good. That's why I'm just fortunate to have good kids around me and willing to work and to put the time and the effort in. It helps a lot.
Fun, just exciting to watch the kids get their medals and stand on that podium.
Yeah, it is, and that's what we've been very fortunate to do, and everyone enjoys the moment and they'll remember it, so it's a blast. Right.
Let me talk to some of the guys here. I get Kobe Duth over here. I know Kobe's good dad. Sean is listening online from Texas, and we want to listen to Kobe here. I know your dad's listening online there, Kobe. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey,
Dad, how's it going?
What place did you get?
I don't know yet. I think 30, 29 maybe. I don't know.
But it doesn't matter because you know you're going to state, right?
Yeah.
Talk about the run then, Kobe.
It was really long, tiring. I just tried to stay with Peyton, work together with him, windbreak, do all that fun stuff.
Yeah, look, I saw you cross the finish line, and yet you gave it your all there, didn't you?
Yeah, that was a tough race. I tried my hardest.
All right. I know your dad has been posting and listening, and he's pretty proud of you, I'm sure.
Good.
All right, thanks, Colby.
Yeah, thank you.
And who else we got here? Griffin, let's see, where are the other guys go here? Peyton, Sterud, and Mason Bramer. Come on in, guys. Mason, congratulations.
Thank you.
Talk about your run.
It was, we're all pretty much together for the first mile, and then it kind of spread out, and we worked good and placed well.
Did you feel confident when you crossed the finish line?
I was, couldn't really feel anything in my legs, so, you know, I just kind of let it cross, so I was, like, happy to be done, so.
All right, good job, Mason.
Thank you.
Mason Bramer. Peyton, Sterud, good job.
Thank you. My race is good. I could feel the adrenaline at the start and at the end, and it was just a good race, fun experience.
Good job, Peyton. Griffin Johnson, first year out, and you're going to state.
Yep.
Pretty happy?
Yeah.
Talk about your run, Griffin.
I wasn't as stressed as I expected I would be at the beginning.
Nervous, huh?
Not really. And then I took off really fast compared to usual, but the adrenaline kind of stayed. So I ended up finishing, and I PR'd by about 20 seconds.
Oh, yeah, personal best.
Yep.
Oh, awesome. I want to apologize to you. I missed you coming across the finish line, so we'll get it at the state.
Sounds good.
Good job, Griffin. Zeke Sather placed second. Strong run for the Eagles here today. Good job.
Thank you very much, Paul.
Yeah, I watched you most of the race there, and you and Mike were out front by a long ways.
Yeah, it's always fun running the race. I had a blast. It's really fun running with a teammate or up in front. It's always a special thing.
Yeah, that's for sure. And a strong race, placing second section, that's pretty good.
Yep, very excited.
Excited to go back to state?
I am. I'm pumped.
Good. Mike Call, Ian Allpress, we haven't talked to them. Mike, congratulations, section champion.
Yeah, thank you.
Section champion individually, too.
Yep, I got both of them, yeah.
Talk about your run.
It was pretty good. I tried to stay a little conservative for the first mile because I knew the atmosphere of sections, a lot of people would want to get out pretty hard. But I made sure I had sights on first place and it didn't get too out of hand. Around the mile and a half mark, me and my teammate were able to kind of take the lead. And then he didn't really get too far away. We kind of strung through it together. He only finished 2 seconds back, so we were able to take one and two together.
Okay. Great job, Mike. And yeah. Going back to state again.
Yep, feels good. Thank you.
Good job. And Ian Allpress, how come you're always the one holding the plaque?
I suppose because I'm the senior, I guess. The lone senior, that's why.
Senior.
Yep.
Okay. Talk about your run here today a little bit.
Well, it's sections. It's possibly the last race for all of us. So you come out with a little bit on your shoulder, and you want to make it to the next week, and that motivates you.
All right. Yeah, it's a lot of fun, isn't it, Ian?
Yeah, it is.
So you're the only senior who gets to run one more time.
Yep, last race next week.
All right, and I'll be there.
All right.
Thanks, Ian. Congratulations. All right, let's go with some of the girls here. My voice is dying on me, and Annika Fernals, we'll grab her first. Yeah, we're surprised that we're on the air. Annika, congratulations.
Thank you.
Hey, you guys take a lot of pictures.
Yeah.
It's worth it, though, right?
Yeah, it's good memories.
Are you happy going back to state for what, the sixth year?
It's my second for me, but yeah, I'm really excited.
Yep. Well, congratulations. You have a good run?
Yeah, I did.
Run, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Good for you. Congratulations. Grace, come on in. Everybody's lined up now. Okay, finally done taking pictures?
Yeah, finally.
Well, how many years is this for you going to state?
This is six.
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty happy about that, huh?
Yeah, it's exciting.
Yeah, and the sixth time all conference and now going to state 6 years in a row. I don't think too many people can say that in the state.
Thank you, yeah.
Talk about your run.
It was colder than I thought it was going to be, but it wasn't that bad. The rain kind of let up, so that was nice. And I don't know, this course tends to be pretty quick. It's just two laps, and it's the same thing both times, and you're done before you know it.
Does that hill right before the finish line kill you a little bit?
A little bit, yeah. You're kind of dead coming into the finish line after going up that.
So how many medals you got hanging up in your house?
Oh, gosh.
A few,
yeah.
All right. You got a big smile on your face.
Thanks.
Good job.
Thank you.
Yep. All right, Alex Stitt. Congratulations, Alex.
Thank you.
And what place do you get? Do you remember?
I have no clue.
Well, it was in the top. We'll say that. Huh?
Yep.
What's your feelings about going to state again?
I'm really happy and excited. One more week of practice, but.
So how many years have you been on going to state?
This will be my third year.
Third year. Okay. So you kind of know what it's like and what the course is like.
Yes.
Okay. Were you nervous before the gun sounded here today?
I was nervous for the past 3 days. Yes.
All right, thanks, Alex. Appreciate it. Ed, I'm going to let you, my voice is dying on me here, so I'm going to turn it over to Ed, and he'll finish the interview.
All right, I'll see what I can do. Who have you interviewed? Got an Isabel? Isabel Sherm. What a great season. What a great run. Tell us about your race. How did it feel?
It was a little chilly, but a lot better than last year. Last year was awful, so it was a lot better. I really like this course. It's really spectator-friendly, so that's kind of nice to hear people cheering the whole time. And, yeah, I think it went pretty well. Everyone else ran super well, too, so really good day for us.
Yep, it was a good day. You talk about last year's section meet. I think it was a 50-mile-an-hour wind and probably about a 10-degree wind chill. That was pretty tough. But congratulations on a great season and a great career, but it's not done yet.
Yeah, and one more week, I guess. Kind of crazy. It could have been my last high school race ever today, but got another week, so.
Got another week, yes. Congratulations. Josie Sherb, how did your run go today? It was a little cold, but tell us about it.
I didn't do as well as hoping, but I did. I didn't do the worst.
No, it's a big, big meet with a lot of runners here, but you held strong. You were still placed in a real good position, you know. You still did a nice job.
Yep.
How was the weather? What did you think about that?
The weather, I was expecting it to be a lot colder than it was because I was expecting to need a hat, and really I didn't need it.
A little different. Grace said that it was colder than she thought, and you say it was warmer, but, yeah, it was a pretty good day, great race day for everybody. Georgia Will, how did it go for you?
It went pretty well, I'd say. I broke 23, which was nice.
Yeah, that was a good run. Your place was what, do you think?
I think it was in the 40s, but I'm not sure.
That's great. With the number of runners that were here, that was a good time. And now you get one more week of practice. You excited about that?
Yes, definitely.
All right, congratulations. Now we have Taylor Shelston, an eighth grader. This is your second year in cross country and second year going to state. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
What was the race like for you?
I didn't do as well as I wanted to, but the weather really wasn't as bad as I thought it was, so.
Okay. You got off to a pretty good start and then faded a little bit, or what happened?
Yeah, my legs were just kind of sore from the week, and
we have to tell Sherb to take it a little easy on you, but he's got to keep you fit and ready, so. All right, well, congratulations, and I'll see if I can find Paul here to turn things back to him, but here he is right here.
Hey, you're hired, Ed. Thanks a lot for a great job. Thanks for filling in for me.
Absolutely. You got to take some throat lozenges or something for the next event. I hope we got everybody. Hope we covered all the runners here. So I did my best.
Yeah, you did good. Thank you. And that probably wraps it up here from Laverne. I apologize to our Cammy Mineota listeners. Tried to grab. I did grab Jared Josephson, and once again. Mackenzie Ruther and Grace Streets for Camby Mineota going to the state cross-country meet, and Jared Josephson of Camby Mineota and Carissa Vanderwall of Ortonville. And so with that concludes our broadcast here from Laverne High School for Section 3A cross-country. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thanks to our sponsors for sponsoring cross-country here this afternoon, and we'll see you at the state cross-country meet at St. Olaf College on November 3rd.
Section sports coverage on Q92 brought to you by Mosing Chiropractic, the House of Spirits in Appleton, the Mattress Barn in Marshall, Midwest Truck Parts Incorporated, Great Plains Natural Gas Company, Farmers Co-op Elevator of Hanley Falls, Jim's Market in Canby, Lock Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Erickson Chevrolet, Madison and Dawson, Heartland Eye Care Centers, Lee Motor Company, Hendricks Farmers Lumber, Madison Dental Clinic, Fieldcrest Fertilizer. Section sports brought to you by Chris Wodzinski, Wodzinski for House, Grace Haven Assisted Living, Olson Dray Service, Dawson Truck Parts, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods in Madison, Farmers and Merchants State Bank in Abilene, Pete's Electric Motor, Nielsen's Lanes, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Boris Crop Insurance, Hoover Law Office, Countryside Auto, Prairie Brand Seeds, Gisselson Hardware, Chippewa County Montevideo Hospital, State Farm Insurance. Section sports coverage brought to you by United Prairie Bank in Madison, Canby Farmers Grain, Coppelman Construction, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Appleton Area Health Services, Canby Co-op Credit Union, Farmers Co-op Association, Lund Implement Company, A&B Auto, Ag Processing Incorporated, the Jennie O Turkey Store, Mineota Building Center, Ludvigs and Tiling, State Bank of Taunton, Halgett Insurance Agency, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Prairie Winds Wellness, Steve Haas, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Miller Services Incorporated, American Surplus in Montevideo, Johnson Memorial Health Services, Warren Trigestad, Pioneer Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Cottonwood Co-op Oil Company, the City of Madison, Klein Bank in Madison, and D&K RV Sales Canby. Thanks for joining us for Section Sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.